But first, we have to call Jerry Jones, the Cowboys owner and general manager who stormed out of the Coliseum. He didn't meet with reporters, oddly, on Saturday night after the loss to the Rams. We have Jerry's cell phone number, I believe. Let's give him a call. I think this is his cell. Certainly he'll come on with us this morning.
I don't know. May still be mad.
Bravo, Eugenia. This is Jerry. How may I help you?
Yeah, Jerry, it's the Musers on the ticket. Could we talk to you?
Good morning. Just for a little bit, because I'm real busy right now. I'm on my $250 million yacht, the Bravo Eugenia.
Yeah, okay. Well, so that's where you headed after the game, I guess?
Yes, yes. And I tell you this, I don't deserve a 357-foot yacht. After that loss, I only deserve about a 340-foot yacht. So that's why I'm heading out right now to the Mariana Trench to scuttle this thing.
Oh, my God.
I'm so upset. So I need you guys after this call to call the Coast Guard and tell them to send a boat out there to that trench and look for two guys floating around in life preservers, one black, one white.
Who is that going to be?
Not the preservers, the men, me and Roosevelt.
You and Roosevelt.
Just y'all two, huh? No crew or anything.
No, I didn't want anyone to be involved in this big scuttling we got happening here.
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
You're taking the loss hard, are you?
Yeah, taking a barrel. I cannot tell you how depressed I am. I'm not even motivated to get my standard off-season plastic surgery this year.
Oh.
That's how depressed I am. Well, I'm just going to go to training camp with my face looking like a bloodhound and my balls banging off my knees.
Oh, Jerry.
So sad.
It did look like your coaching staff got kind of outfoxed the other night.
Well, you know, I mean, this is what I get for letting myself get my hopes up so high.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any amount of restroom strippers that can pull me out of this funk, George. And I thought this was going to be the year I was going to put his late night call to Jimmy Johnson telling him to go to hell.
Yeah, got to wait again, don't you?
Just going to be a dream.
Maybe next
hey,
year.
George, huh? You may get to keep that hair just yet.
Oh, really?
Yes, because I'm not only pissed that we lost, but I was blind with rage when I saw that robotic ginger run across that field with a big old birthday party grin to shake Sean McVay's hand. He was smiling.
Yeah, he's been a good sport.
Gee, damn it, he was smiling, George.
You want him to be mad.
He just lost and he's grinning there like there's a next week for him. Grinning as if to say, that's okay, I don't care about keeping my job. I'm fine. And I have it on a good source that Jason wasn't shaking Sean's hand to congratulate him on the win. But to congratulate him on being a real NFL head coach.
Oh, really?
Come on.
That's right here. Hey, it's a shame our defense didn't show up. They missed a heck of a game, didn't they?
Yeah, what happened to the defense?
Well, Rod Marinelli may need to join the NFL unemployment line soon. I really think I'm about to institute a partial coordinator shutdown until we can build a wall to keep Marinelli and Linehan out of the star. Get that? See that little,
I like
little
that.
Little very current.
I thought we were supposed to have a really good defense. What happened to that?
Yeah, it was not a good night.
Yeah.
I thought we were supposed to steal Jared Goff's soul. Did that happen?
No.
I didn't see the game notes. Did that happen?
No, it didn't.
He walked off the field with our soul. Our soul, George.
Yeah.
This is our house. It was their house.
It was half your house, yeah.
You really thought you were going to win, didn't you?
I really thought we were going to win, yes. I thought I'd GM the hell out of this team, and this was our Super Bowl year. We were going to get back there. And instead, you start having people showing up that I never even heard of before. C.J. Anderson. Who's C.J. Anderson?
Yeah.
I thought that's who Charlotte married.
That's Shy Anderson.
Okay. Well, our defense made C.J. Anderson look like the ghost of the still-living Eric Dickerson. How did that happen?
Yeah, it was certainly a turnaround.
And what was going on with Dak's accuracy? Where was his accuracy?
Well, that comes and goes.
He missed a couple of throws.
Man, it's spotty. it's spotty, very spotty accuracy. He needs to start hitting that tire. He needs to throw that ball through that tire every minute that he's awake until he can win more than one playoff game.
Oh, God, he's mad.
My winder for winning another Super Bowl is getting smaller.
Yeah.
Smaller. I ain't got many more years left. So I got to up this bribe to Satan. I may have to throw in Charlotte on the deal now.
Hey, don't make a deal with Satan.
He's already got Stephen and Jerry Jr. He needs Charlotte now.
No. No.
Daddy, Daddy, I'm afraid the kids is going to make fun of me at the special school I go to.
All right, that's Junior. I didn't realize that he had stowed away here on the Bravo Eugene.
Oh, you need a third life preserver.
So, yeah, I got to go get another life preserver because Gene is going to have my ass sizzling on Skymere if I don't come back with all her kids.
All right, be careful, Jerry. There he goes. Take Jerry with us as the Cowboys season comes to an end.